Okay, up next we have Micah Summersmith with Waiting for a Call.
I'm just an old man sitting all alone, waiting by the window, waiting by the phone. Just an old man waiting for a call from the ones who love me, you love me best of all. I'm waiting for a call from my dear son Don. I know he hasn't got anything better going on. I paid his education, though it took him 7 years. I watched as he got lapped by all his high-performing peers. I'm picturing the sofa he's just vegetating on. And I'm waiting for a call from my dear Don. And I'm waiting for a call from my
What a terrible song. Brad. Just kidding.
Yeah, here's another novelty song with an unsympathetic narrator, but this one is catchy as heck, and it's actually, you know, really humorous here and there. You know, if Demo Tape and Sober were more like this, I'm sure I would have ranked them higher. And I haven't even done my rankings yet, but that tells you that neither of those are going to be, you know, number one anyway. But anyhow, I think that this has a great production and a great lead vocal performance, and it's good and it's fun, despite having this grouch as the narrator. So I like it.
What's different about the way that Mike is writing this awful character saying awful things that makes us understand that he's an awful character saying awful things compared to some of the other entries? Like, I can't quite put my finger on what it is that he's able to do.
I think part of being sympathetic can be being pathetic. And this guy, we get how pathetic he is. The athlete is not pathetic. The religious nut is not pathetic. At least he's not presenting himself as having these weaknesses that, you know, it's this guy, you know, he's old and he just wants to hear from his kids. And there's something pathetic about that. And there's something relatable about that. Even when, you know, the other stuff that he says is pretty nasty. So it's like you kind of get it. And you're not sympathetic to him, but he's a pathetic character.
And he gets worse as the song goes on, too.
Yeah, it gets just... The daughter.
Oh,
the daughter.
God. Yeah. Oh. Wasting her eggs, spreading her legs. Oh, wow.
Like, in most contexts, I would hate those lines in a song, but they work in this song. And there's something that John Darnielle from the Mountain Goats said at one point. Like, there's a song of theirs that they don't perform anymore, and I can't remember.
Oh, it has a gun in it or something, like a loaded 45 or something. Yeah.
And he's talked about it being, like, if you're going to write a bad character in a song, you have to work much, much, much harder than you normally would in writing a song. And that's so true. And you can see it in this song compared to some of the other songs about bad characters. Like, he's just done it well.
Yeah.
Is Micah like a bass player and I didn't know it?
Because I think like most people, he's got a bass guitar that he uses when he has to.
The bass parts in this are all really nice. I like how they slide around and like play little licks and fills and stuff. Like, it's like, whoa, that sounds really cool. You hear the bass right away when it comes in, and I'm like, I didn't know Micah could play the bass, and I didn't know he could do it well. That's cool.
Yeah, you're going to have to hear his Some Songs entry, because it's, again, that's just him and the bass guitar.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, G and B, you said.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's cool. Also, he leads with the chorus on this one, which I think is pretty cool, especially when you double up on the first two verses. If you got a lot of verses to get through, it's kind of nice to lead with the chorus.
Oh, one note I had was I thought that there could be a little bit more space between those two verses that run back to back. Like, just a little couple
breather.
Of bars of fill or something, yeah. Especially because he repeats the same word at the start of the next verse that he'd used in the previous verse. I can't remember what word it is now, but yeah, just a little bit of space there.
Yeah, the call and response bridge is pretty cool too. Like, it's literally a call. Why don't you call? Why don't you respond?
I was going to say something really terrible.
We don't call Dad because you suck.
I'm going to say something terrible, and then I remembered I was talking to Americans. I can't say that word.
Oh, you can't use the C word with Americans.
That's right.